from coast to coast and around the world. You are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness. And tonight, we have me. So now is a great time to pick up, call in for those questions that you want some answers to, because for the next, 50 minutes or so until the top of the hour, I am going to be answering questions. And I think tonight we'll talk a bit about manifesting. So the phone lines are open. The number is 1-877-876-5227. And you can always email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and your questions will be answered in real time on the air. Now, a bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive consultant with 25 years' experience. I have helped thousands of people, from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives, make their invisible dreams visible. I use my gifts and tap into the energy of the past, present, and future to eliminate the fog and pave the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. And I'm available for private consultations in the areas of prosperity, business, career, dreams, life path, relationships, personal growth, negative energy removal, and manifesting techniques. And I help you achieve success by blending in my intuitive wisdom with pragmatic action. So there's no need to suffer when I'm around. Just give me a call, toll free at 888-240-6057, and we can help you get your life back on path today. And as I said, I don't have a guest tonight. My guest kind of bailed at the last moment, so I guess we'll catch up with him at a different time. And the number to call in if you'd like a free on-air in-depth reading is 1-877-876-5227, or you can email your question to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. And I think tonight we're going to talk about manifesting and how we can create wonderful opportunities in our lives if we'll just allow ourselves to let that happen. But before I do that, I have an email here right away. And this email, she wants to keep her name anonymous, but she's calling from Utah. And she said that her youngest son has run away and not returned, and that they've spoken to him once since he's left, so they know that he's alive, but they would like for him to come home, and that he's 18, very great man, and he's actually adopted. He was adopted into their family when he was 15 years old. And she would like for all of us to put energy out to the angels and to his spirit guides to help her son come home. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to have to keep talking, of course, while I'm doing that since we're on the radio. But I'm going to do that. And if there's anybody out there who feels so inclined to help a child come home to the parents, if it's for the highest good of everybody and concerned, please put your energies out there. Thank you. Okay, so I said I'm going to talk about manifesting. And manifesting is something that we all want to do, and especially right now with gas being over $3 a gallon where I live in Northern California. Right now, regular unleaded is, it went down to $3.19, so we're happy for that little brief break. But, you know, we're all looking to create something in life. And it's very important that when we're in the mode of creating that we step out of mass conscious thinking. Because when we step into that mass conscious thinking, and that's whatever you hear on the news, whatever hysteria they're promoting at the time, or if you go to even a particular church and they're, you know, walking down a certain path, you have the option to buy in or not buy in. So if you can step out of that mass consciousness and think for yourself, you start creating for yourself. And the first aspect of creating is desire. And that's truly to become very clear about what it is that we want. And desire really means to express a wish or a request. Because if we don't make that wish, we don't make that request, we don't receive. You know that saying from the Bible, asking you shall receive? Well, you've got to put it out there. And sometimes we get stuck just on how to ask. And what I feel the best way to ask is just to sit down, get quiet, you know, take some deep breaths and become calm with yourself. Get quiet and then state what it is that you want. So you can say, angels, I need whatever, or God, or whomever it is that you would like to talk to. I'm sorry, someone's knocking at my door, and I've got a sign out there that says live radio show in progress. But you can sit there and you can ask the angels, you can ask God, you can ask anyone that you want to come to your aid. But express your desire, put your desire out there so that it can come back to you. Okay? And be very clear, because the next step is clarity. And it's about being very clear about what you want to bring into your life. Because if you don't have the clarity, if you're kind of muddled about what it is that you're wishing for, the universe can't get behind you to bring it in. So, for example, you want a new car. Okay? What kind of car do you want? What color do you want? Do you want a brand new car? And if so, you know, what dealership are you going to get it from? Or are you going to purchase it over the internet? Do you want a red car? And if you want a red car, great. What color interior do you want? What other amenities do you want? Does it have to have a moonroof? What size tires do you want? It is very imperative that you become very clear about what it is that you want so that you can bring it in. So going back to the car analogy, if you say, okay, I want a brand new, well, 2007, because they're out right now, a 2007 Honda Civic, because that's a nice gas, economical car. So you say you want a brand new 2000 Civic, and you want one with four doors, and you want one with four wheels, and you want a blue one with tan interior, and you want it to have a CD changer with six CDs, and you want the cassette tape, because you still have some of those you enjoy listening to in the car. You want it to be brand new with only 3 miles on it when you drive it off the car dealer's lot. And if you keep your mindset going along that frame, you will manifest that car. Now, the first time that you have the thought of, oh, I want this car, it's my dream car, but I can't afford it, as soon as you say the word but, you've taken it away from yourself. So this is time for you to truly just let go, let God, and just put your faith in what it is that you want. And stretch your paradigm a little bit. Stretch your imagination, because sometimes we want things and we're like, oh, yes, 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 I can have it. I know I can have it. And then we let that little doubt come in, and the doubt takes over. And sometimes the doubt for us is stronger than the positive, because we can believe in the doubt more strongly. So this is about really turning that belief, when you have created that clarity, turning to that belief and having that belief be very strong. Now, actually, belief is the third component, but before we do belief, I do want to put out the phone number again. You can call in for a free reading, and the number is 1-877-876-5227. Or you can email us at spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. And for those of you who've just tuned in, you're listening to Walking with Spirit, and my name is Monique Chapman. And, of course, if you're logged on, you're listening to it on bbsradio.com. And, again, that number, 1-877-876-5227. And we're talking about desire and clarity, and now we're on to belief in the manifesting process. Now, belief is very interesting, because when it comes to belief, we have to really tap in back to our childhood, because when we were little children, about 2, 3, 4 years old, we basically believed anything was possible. You know, we really hadn't been beaten over the head so many times by society and math that, you know, we kind of given up. Our imagination was wild. And to create your belief, you're going to have a very strong, very active imagination. Now, your belief can be, it's masturbated, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being high and 1 being, you know, you don't believe that you could have it at all. So if there's something that you really want to create, like that red Honda that we were talking about, you want to have your belief as high as possible. So let's say you have a belief of 10, because this is something that you want. You want this car because you're going to drive it to work. It's going to get you back.
Hello, Monique. very safely. It's going to be economical on gas. You're going to be able to take it on trips and see the countryside, see families. And it's big enough to fit about, you know, 3 other people in, so you can take a group along with you. So it's about truly, truly being clear on what it is. Now that you're clear, you have that belief, it is time now to assess that belief. So let's say it's at a 10, and you really believe that you can have it. Now the trick into bringing belief into reality is to have your desire.
You do have somebody online.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll pick up belief in a moment. And who's on line?
Hi, Monique. This is Princess.
Hi, Princess. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was listening to your little thing on manifesting, you know, and I have to agree. You know, a friend of mine directed me to some audiobooks written. Of an old book written by Wallace Wattles, I believe his name was.
Uh-huh.
And he had been a Christian minister, and then he switched, and he started, he needed to get money, you know, and so he started researching all of different faiths and everything, and he came up with this thing that he called the science of getting rich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before he wrote it out, he applied it to himself, found out that it worked, and he did die a rich man. This was in the early 1900s.
Oh, wow.
He died a rich man,
mm-hmm.
and he's applying the very same principles that you're talking about here.
Oh, well, good. We're on the right track. It's always nice to know that.
Yes. This was something that totally blew my mind away, and I... took some of his principles and applied them to the things that I need.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things didn't come through, but I went and followed another of his principles, and that was to open myself up to more to receiving by offering to give.
Mm. Well, you know, Francis, I'd like to back up with you because you said one of those things didn't come true. If you don't mind, could we talk about that for a moment? Because sometimes that's where we put that little unconscious block in there.
Oh yeah, well it was a couch that I was trying to manifest for the new home that I'm also trying to manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And the couch wound up being sold for $75. So I said to the gentleman who told me about this, he's the assistant manager at the place where I live here. So I just said, well, I said okay. I said, I'm very capable on the computer and with phones and things like that. If you guys have an emergency in the front office, let me know, and I would be glad to stand in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of surprised him.
but
he said, sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it all works out, you know. And then I'd been having financial problems, and so today I spent the time taking care of them and called my bank and everything, and two ladies at the bank at the main office in San Francisco commended me because my attitude was so good, and it was something I think that Mr. Waddles called the attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just after listening to his wonderful words of wisdom several times now, it just kind of, it's coming naturally.
Yeah. But do you find that with the attitude of gratitude becoming more natural, that things are flowing easily in your life, although it's not quite where you want it to be yet?
I'm in a kind of a financial bind right now, but you know what? The first of the month is coming up this week, and that'll relieve me somewhat. Our book... the newest edition of our book goes out tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
And that's for those who haven't talked to me or heard me before on your show, that was the Colburn Bible. We're now producing it in a full edition and two abridged editions, and in print and ebook form. And
uh-huh.
They're all going out tomorrow.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, I want to address something. You said you're in a financial bind right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's the first of the month, and you're looking forward to great things. Well, I want to share with you a little ritual that I do, well, you and everybody else listening,
mm-hmm.
a little ritual that I do to bring in money, especially
uh-huh.
on the first of the month.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So what you do, and I do it on the first. I don't, you know, not the 31st or the 30th or the 2nd, but right on the first,
mm-hmm.
I say the meditative state, and I just become very calm. Now, when I say meditative state, I don't go into deep meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit and breathe deeply 5-10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and you'll find that that relaxes you. I mean, you almost will zone out because you're so relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm sitting at my desk doing this, and then I have pen and paper,
mm-hmm.
and then I write my financial goal for the month.
The financial goal for the month.
Well, I would start it out with, what month is coming up? This is May.
June.
Now, so we've got June coming up. So I would start it with, I intend, expect, and desire.
Intend, expect, and desire.
To create.
To create.
And you have to pick your number. For me, it's been running about $15,000 a month lately, so $15,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
Into my bank account. By June 30th, 2006.
Ah.
And then I write down what I'm going to utilize that money for. And, of
uh-huh.
course, some is to pay my overhead, like, you know, mortgage, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Some is to, you know, buy the food. Some is to keep my business going.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is to just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I incorporate all of the avenues in which I want to utilize this money.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then at the end of that, I write, so be it.
It
is done. Amen.
So be it. It is done. Amen.
And then I write that, I'm left-handed, so I write that 9 times with my dominant hand, so 9 times with my left hand, and then I write it 3 times with my right hand,
mm-hmm.
and then I write it 9 more times with my left hand. So whatever your dominant hand is 9 times, then the non-dominant is 3 times, and then you go back to the dominant hand 9 times. Now,
yes.
what this does, the writing it out, it forces you to focus on what it is that you say that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of attraction states that anything that you focus on comes into reality.
Well, that is one of the essences of Mr. Waddle's teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You focus on the good things, the things that you need, not as I don't have them, but as I have them.
Right. You fully expect it.
Yes.
You know, like I was saying a little earlier, my belief that I'm going to have the $15,000 June 30th in the bank account is a 10.
Mm-hmm.
My desire is a 10. They're equal. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
If one of those is less, even like a percentage less,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fully believe,
mm-hmm.
and believe, you know, it takes into deserving and how you feel about yourself and, you know, a few other variables. But if you truly believe that you deserve and you truly believe that you can have this and your desire is equal, it will manifest. Now, I've got a clause in you. If you write down $1 million and you're not accustomed to $1 million in a month, it's going to be a little bit difficult.
Right.
Okay? Because, you know, is your belief truly there?
No, not for what you're not accustomed to.
Right. Not for the million. Okay. But, you know, if you're, you know, used to maybe $10,000-$12,000 a month and you want to bump it up, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, or if you're used to $200 or $300 a month and you want to bump it up to $500, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And as you bump it up to $500, the next time you do it, you can increase it. So
mm-hmm.
you will get to your $1 million, but you have to be in the mindset to
mm-hmm.
be able to handle the energy of that money.
Uh-huh, that's true. So what are those three things those three qualities to write down again?
You lost me, so I'm sorry.
Those three qualities, I believe, I desire.
I intend.
I intend.
Right at the beginning, you mean?
Okay.
Okay,
yes.
I intend.
Uh-huh.
Believe.
Believe.
Desire.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can even put an expect in there if you'd like to.
Expect, now that one's good.
Okay, but you have to truly, in your heart, in your soul, expect it.
Expect it, yeah.
because if not, your chains aren't going to match up. Your belief and your desire are not going to match.
Okay.
And then, well, I write that out, as I said, 9 times the dominant hand, 3 times the non-dominant hand, 9 times the dominant hand. And then I take those papers and I take them to my kitchen sink. I light them on fire. Okay, burn them up completely. And then I just let the ashes go down the drain. Now, writing it gets it out of you, number one. You're committed to it, so the universe gets behind you to make sure that it is into motion. Burning it, I am totally releasing, kind of like let go, let God. I am trusting. You know, this is what I've asked for. I've asked, you know, the angels or whomever I may ask. And sometimes I don't ask the angels. I'm asking, and then I'm releasing. Okay? And then flushing it down the sink is letting me know that I am just willing to forget about it and just get out of life.
Okay.
And, you know, when I've done it, then I look back over the month, I find that the money has been there.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is anybody feeling struggling with a little bit of finances? And right now it's kind of interesting out there for everybody with, you know, the economy the way that it is. You can bypass that. You don't have to buy into the mass consciousness that the economy is so crappy and still manifest what you want. Because even in this economy, there are millionaires being made every single day.
That's right.
You know, so we might as well be one of those millionaires. Why suffer if we don't have to?
Sure. So one of the things that I am manifesting is the success for these books. And we've done all the work on them. Marshall is finishing them up today, and they go into distribution tomorrow.
Well, congratulations. And the Marshall that she's talking about is Marshall Masters, who's been a guest on Walking with Spirit previously. And they have gotten together and come out with this wonderful, wonderful book and project. Now, where can people find it? Let's help you with your manifesting. Where can people find your book starting tomorrow?
Okay, well, you can find the earlier edition at www.youwboks.com.
Okay.
And I certainly appreciate everybody who gets a chance to get over there, because it's a wonderful site, and this is a wonderful book that we both have loved so much to be able to get the chance to work with.
Okay, and is the book just in physical form, or can it be downloaded as an ebook, or how are you getting it out?
It's available as print versions. And it's available in 4 ebook formats. The newer version, in the print version and the Adobe ebook format, will contain an index of over 2,700 unique entries.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, give us a little synopsis of what the Colvin Bible is essentially about.
Oh, a little bit about the Colvin Bible. It was originally penned shortly after the Jewish exodus from Egypt. The Egyptians suffered terribly because of the events that brought about the exodus. And the events were documented in the Holy Bible, but the Egyptians saw them as totally differently. They saw them as impact events, or flyby events, what they called the destroyer, and this destroyer came through, and it caused the things like the 3 days of darkness, the darkness that was so thick you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, you couldn't breathe, you couldn't do any of that, and although it killed a great many of the Jews, it killed Pharaoh and a good amount of the Egyptians as well. And then immediately following that, they were invaded from the south, and the Egyptians were left reeling. They were wondering what was going on. So they began a research that it was an anthropological research, and they began this research wondering, how can our gods have failed us? Were they not as powerful as the Jewish God? And so they thought, well, we need to get some research and find out how we can get to know the one true God of Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And the first six books were the result of that research, how different nations came to know what they called the one true God, and how it came to save them in future disasters and things like
uh-huh.
that. Then the second part was actually a good part of it written in early Britain, in pre-Arthurian time, early Britain. And these people had gotten a hold of the books from the first part, which we called the Great Book or the Bronze Book. They had gotten a hold of the Bronze Book, and they wrote their own anthology based on their own beliefs on how they could escape something that they called the Frightener,
uh-huh.
which was the same thing as the Destroyer. And there are 11 books, and these 11 books are all that remained out of maybe a total of about 26 original volumes.
Uh-huh.
Most of the original volumes were destroyed in an arson fire in 1184.
Okay. So intentionally destroying the information, huh?
Essentially destroyed most of the information. However, enough of the information was preserved by the Celtic priest who managed to escape with their treasure trove of information to Scotland to avoid further attacks from the British king at the time.
Uh-huh.
And they were able to escape and preserve these writings for us to read today.
Uh-huh.
You know, you hear about things like a gospel of Thomas and a gospel of Judas. And people wonder at whether these things are historically accurate or not. I would have to say that having worked with the Colburn, I would have to give these Gospels without having had a chance to look at them. I would have had to give them the benefit of the doubt at least. Because the Colburn, although not written by the biblical writers, was totally accurate in the things that it did write that were comparable to biblical stories.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it's amazing that this information was written so long ago and it so accurately pinpoints what's going on with us now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Depending on who you listen to, you know, Planet X or Nurubu is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All of the weather conditions that we're experiencing, not only here in the States, but worldwide. You know, it's almost like a second coming of the Noah's Ark, you know.
Yes.
And this was written so long ago, and people, for whatever reason, wanted to keep it hidden. And then we have movies and books like The Da Vinci Code come
mm-hmm.
out, and, you know, the church is all up in arms against, you know, the information in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And although the book and movie is in novel form, fiction form,
mm-hmm.
it truly has a thread of truth being woven through. And it all ties back into what I want to call the hidden writings.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. And I've had the fortune to read the first Colburn Bible, and it's extremely long. I think it was like 1,100 or 1,400 pages.
So it's pretty, very long.
Yeah, it's a pretty good book, a pretty hefty book. And information there is tremendous. So, folks, if you truly want some true information about what's going on, pick up the copy of the Colburn Bible. And
it's also available at Amazon.com.
And
just go to your Amazon page and type in the Colburn.
Okay.
And that will get it to our version, and we have a chance to look over. It shows you a picture of the front cover, and tells a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to order it directly from the publisher, that is www.youwbook.com.
Okay. Well, Princess, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your manifesting and giving validation to what I'm offering.
Oh, well, I certainly enjoyed the call. You know, this is our conversations are getting longer and more enjoyable, and I'm a little less nervous about being on radio as time goes on.
Well, good. We're just going to have you on as a guest one day.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, be glad to do it.
Okay.
Well, you have a good evening, okay?
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You're listening to Walking with Spirits on bbsradio.com, and the phone lines are open. We're taking psychic questions or manifesting questions tonight, and the number is toll-free worldwide, 877-876-5227. Again, that number is 877-876-5227, or you can email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net. And before Princess called in, we were talking about manifesting, and I want to recap on one thing that she said. She said that sometimes she focuses on the good things, and when she focuses on the good, you know, they can come in. But sometimes we focus on the bad things. I want everybody to know that when you find yourself in worry, that's negative prayer. And jump out of negative prayer as quickly as you can. If you find yourself there, or I should say when you find yourself there, immediately stop that thought and change that particular thought to something positive. And then set your intention that any time you find yourself into that negative energy, thinking in lack, that you correct that one thought. It's going to do two things for you. Number one, it's going to let you know how many times a day you go negative, and we all go negative. If there's anybody out there who tells you they never go negative, they're not telling the truth. So it's going to tell you how many times you go negative, and then once you stop that negative thought and change it to the positive, it's going to bring more positive energy into your life. Now, before Princess called, we were talking about belief, and I was sharing that belief and desire need to be equal in order to manifest. And so if your belief level, I make it a 10, okay? I don't go any lower. I just make it a 10. I make 10 top of my scale, and I make it a 10. So I make sure that my belief and my desire is equal. So when I'm doing that list that I was talking about with Princess at the beginning of the month, I believe it, it's a 10, and the desire for it is a 10, and at the end of the month, that money is right there where it belongs. And as we touched on earlier, the next step is gratitude. Princess said the attitude of gratitude. You know, it's very important to be grateful for what we have, and sometimes when things go wrong, it's great to be grateful for that. Let's say you were in a relationship, and the relationship broke up, and, you know, you're kind of unhappy about it, you know, you've got this little hole in your heart, you know, and the pit of your stomach is not feeling good, and you're trying to figure out what went wrong. And as you sit back and assess the relationship, and if you're really being honest with yourself and clear, you'll find out where you had some interaction in that wasn't very positive for the relationship, and also the other person had some interaction that wasn't being positive for the relationship. So you look at that interaction and you say, oh, okay, that's a lesson for me. Now I know I want someone who's going to tell me the truth. And then you're grateful that that relationship with whomever that person was is now gone, because now you have the opportunity to bring in energy that will tell you the truth, provided that's what you've asked for. Okay, so be grateful. And if you can't think of anything at all to be grateful, I want you to, whatever town you're living in, I want you to take a look at the obit section. And I don't want you to look at the 70 or 80 or above year old who's passed away, because they've pretty much lived a full life. They've had many, many opportunities. And I don't want you to necessarily even look at the 2 or 3 year old who's come in and has left, because they've come in and to end their cycle on Earth and to learn their lessons and plus to teach them. But I want you to look at the 45-year-old mom who passed away with 4 kids. I want you to look at the 37-year-old dad who passed away with a child on the way. Okay? And if you don't think that that's enough to make you feel grateful, I want you to think about our troops over fighting this war. And these babies, these kids that are passing away each day fighting a war that's really not ours to fight. And I think that that will give you at least something to start your gratitude list with. Okay? And if nothing else, be grateful that you woke up this morning and that you're still awake and that you're still breathing and functioning on Earth plane. And not only be grateful for what's here right now, be grateful for what has happened in the past, and be grateful for what's going to happen in the future. Don't spend time speculating on the future. Just be grateful for whatever's coming in. Okay? Whether it's good, bad, and indifferent, it's all about the lesson. And we get our greatest spiritual lessons, those greatest spiritual leaps, when we get the harder lesson. So don't be afraid of them when they come. You know, something is not quite right. Say, oh, okay, what is it I need to pay attention to? And sometimes it's for you to take immediate action. Sometimes it's for you to take action a little further down the road. But take that action and be grateful that you have the ability to take that action. And also, it's very important to pay attention to your attitude. Because if you don't pay attention to your attitude, if it's not positive, if it's not uplifting, you're going to create, but you'll create really negative energy. And you might have some small success within that negative energy, but you're really stifling yourself from who you can be and what you can create. So, you know, attitude check every now and then. You know, how am I interacting with the world? And how am I interacting with people? And if you really can't figure that out, pay attention to how people are reacting to you. If you're constantly getting in fights with someone, well, maybe you're part of that equation there. If you're constantly depressed all the time, no matter what you do, you can't seem to get yourself out of that velvet rut that you found yourself in, it's time to seek some help, some assistance to get you past that, okay? So paying attention to your attitude will bring you closer to what it is that you want. Now, this next step is very, very important. And I mentioned it when I was talking about writing out what you want for the month. And that's your intention, okay? Intention is extremely important because when you set your intention, you're letting the universe know that, hey, I'm serious about this. I want this. That passion is there. You know, you can see it, smell it, taste it right in your life right now by setting your intention. Now, I've got a funny story about intention. And back in 1994, I was in the car market, and I wanted a Dodge Caravan in the worst way. Didn't know how I was going to pay for it back then because I had bills up the wazoo, but I wanted this car. And one day I just went to the Dodge dealership, and I bought the car. The credit went through. Everything was just fine. Bought the car, and as I was signing the finance papers, I just told the finance guy, I said, you know, look, I'm intending to keep this car forever. I don't know where it came from. It just came out that way. But I set my intention at that point. It was really an unconscious intention at the time. Well, as the car aged and I saw other cars that I wanted, I tried trading that car 3 times. And each time, with money being there, credit, the whole nine yards being okay, I couldn't trade that car. Something stopped me from trading that car. So I finally got smart in 2004 and said, okay, well, I'm not going to trade the car. I'm going to buy a new car. So I went out and bought a new car, and then I still saw my Dodge Caravan sitting there. So I called my brother-in-law, and I said, you know, hey, do you want a car? Because he was in between cars at the time. And he was ever so grateful, said yes, came over right away to pick up the car. Now, the trick is that my brother-in-law is at my house so much. It's just about every 2 days I look out that window and I see my car. So when I set that intention of keeping that car forever, although it's not in my name right now and it's not at my home every day, I see it just about every other day. So I really haven't let go of that car. So be careful about your intention and what you set. Think it through very clearly and you will be able to manifest that intention. Now, when I bought the car that I'm driving now, I made the intention of keeping it 5 years and buying a Porsche. So 5 years from now, listen in, and I'll let you know how things go. Now, the next step in manifesting is focus. And focus is very important because the law of attraction, as I said earlier, is where we put our attention, the energy follows. So if you don't focus on your goal, if you don't focus on your dream, it's not going to manifest. Okay? And what I mean by, when I say focus, I don't mean every waking moment telling everybody that you see constantly and constantly about what it is that you want. But, you know, taking some time at an appointed time of the day, and I generally do mine when I'm going to sleep at night, and I go over what it is that I want in my life and my mind. So it's on my mind while I'm going to sleep. And as I go to sleep, that kind of sinks into my subconscious, and the subconscious goes to work for it to happen. So that's one way that you can focus on what it is that you want. Another way is to write it, as I said earlier, the 9 times with the dominant hand, 3 times with the non-dominant, and 9 times with the dominant. Another way is to sit with a timer, and I use an egg timer for this, and you focus on what it is that you want. So say that $15,000 that I want for the month of June, I would set my timer to 68 seconds, and I would sit there looking at the timer, but in my mind focusing on having that $15,000 in my bank account by June 30th, 2006. And if you can focus continuously for 68 seconds, it comes into your reality. And this was a study that was done at MIT many, many years ago. So this is something that you can actually use to help you manifest. 68 seconds is an extreme length of time, okay, especially when it comes to focusing. So you sit there and you just concentrate. If a thought comes in, like your kids, your mother, you got to do the grass, you know, whatever it is, you start all over again. Okay? But if you focus for 68 continuous seconds, you burst it into being. And anything that you focus on for 7.5 seconds comes into your radar screen. And what I call your radar screen is your aura. Because a physical items that come to you, it happens in the ethers first. It's born in the ethers, and then it comes into the physical. But behind it all, put your intention, and then you focus on it. Now, after you've focused on it and you've made your intention, you've been expressed your gratitude, you truly believe and desire equally that you can have the item, and you've got clarity about it, it is then time to take action. And action can come one of two ways. First of all, there's physical action. If you want to win the lottery, and, you know, so many people when I'm doing readings out at public places, they'll say, oh, you know, am I going to win the lottery and for how much? And my response is always, you know, well, first you have to play. Because amazingly, 75% of the people who say they want to win the lottery never buy a ticket. So take some physical action, buy the ticket. Whatever your desire is, buy the ticket. If we want to go back to that red Honda that I was talking about, go to a Honda dealership, sit in a red Honda, test drive it, see how it feels, okay? If you're in need of a great amount of money, more than what you have right now, and you have some friends, you can get them over to your house and have a money party. And actually, this is a great idea to increase your money very quickly, is you call up about 5 or 6 friends, and you have them bring either 25 or 50 $1 bills each, okay? And then you get into a room, whatever room is more comfortable for you in your house, and you put on some music so that you can kind of dance around with this money, and then everybody puts the money into a pile on the floor, and then you start picking up the money and tossing it all over, and you're dancing and having fun as you are dancing within this shower of money. And you can imagine those dollar bills to be $100 bills, $500 bills, $1,000 bills, $20 bills, whatever denomination you want. But just see yourself being showered with money. Money's coming to you. And you don't care how it comes to you as long as it comes to you in a form that's legal. Unless you're into illegal things. But I think most folks listening to this show would be on the legal side of things. And just enjoy the money that's coming to you. Enjoy how it feels to be showered with money. Or when all the money falls down on the floor, each one of you take a turn and roll in the money. Okay, just feel how good that money feels to you and welcome that money into you. And as you do this, you'll notice that money will just start pouring into you from places that you never expected. Somebody from 15 years ago who owed you $100 all of a sudden pays you. Or money finds you in different ways. But just be open to how that money comes. Now, the other part of taking action is to go within, and that's about meditation. And everybody says, oh, meditation is so hard, I can't quiet my mind. Well, the positive aspect about this is, with this meditation, you don't have to quiet your mind. This is intentional meditation, where you're intentionally focusing on what it is that you want. So you would sit or lay down, whichever is more comfortable for you, as long as your spine is straight, and you would start breathing very deeply to calm your mind, and then you start focusing on what it is that you want. Just as if you had that egg timer in front of you with 68 seconds, you're going to just run whatever it is like a tape through your mind over and over again. Intentional meditation. You're focused on one particular aspect, one particular thing. And after you take that action, that helps bring it in to your reality. Now, a lot of people get stuck with the next step, and that's allowing. And allowing is just letting it come to you. I mean, you put out your desire, you got clarity on it, and you believe you can have it, you've given your gratitude, you have set your intention around it, you're focused on it, you've done the physical and mental action around it, so just let it come. Don't worry about how it's coming. So if you make, say, 40 grand a year and you need another 2,000 this month to cover your expenses, and you can't say, well, oh, you know, I can't do it at my job because they won't give me overtime. Be open to how it's going to come. Maybe there's a friend who wants to loan it to you, or better yet, give it to you. Or maybe a friend of a friend knows someone who is willing to help you out. Just be open and allow the money to come in. One of the great things that I love to do is when I'm out in public, especially in shopping malls, in the car parking lot, is to look down on the ground, because you find all kinds of interesting change. And every time that I see a penny, no matter what side is showing, or a nickel or a dime, and occasionally a dollar, I pick it up and I give thanks. I am allowing that money to come to me. So a small bit, like a penny, might come to me on Monday. But you can believe by Friday, it's doubled, tripled, quadrupled itself. Okay? So you can just allow whatever you're wanting to create in your life to come in. And, you know, I basically focused on money for this past, 50 minutes or so. But the same technique can be used for relationships. So the big trick is for us to get out of our own way and to allow the universe to give us what we ask for. Well, it's the top of the hour now, and I really appreciate those of you who are with me tonight. You were listening to Walking with Spirit, and I am Monique Chapman, your host. And we were talking about manifesting this hour, and I'd love for you to put those tools into motion and give us a call back next week or next month even to see how those tools have manifested for you. So it's time for me to say goodbye. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will be back next week with author Deborah Creighton. And if you'd like more information about my guest or to find out about any of my personal appearances, log on to either one of my websites, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com. You can always give me a call toll-free at 888-240-6057. And remember that the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas the student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.